The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back. It's Thursday. Glad to have you along. We've got 3 hours of information, views, commentary, and more coming up next, coming up right now. There's an awful lot of news going on out here, and what comes out of D.C. is almost not worthy of being called news. It's just a joke. This country is lost. We've lost our way. It's been taken from us. Obama and his communist Bolsheviks are running the show. Everybody now who cares about geopolitics understands that. It's not a big secret. Biden is completely incompetent, unable to do anything. All he does is somehow continue to keep walking and allegedly talking. It's an obscenity, is what it is. We are the laughingstock of the planet. Unfortunately, we're also the Satan of the planet. Remember that expression, the great Satan? This regime running our country qualifies for exactly that kind of a title. It's a sad thing. I'm sure the Russian people, Vladimir Putin, understands that many Americans are wonderful people, good people, who hate what's going on here. We've just been put through the ringer, and it's not even close to being over. A lot of sympathy and pity out there. The unfortunate part of it is these Bolsheviks in D.C. could literally ignite World War III, and we're all done. It's over. We know the Chinese have more than enough people in this country right now to, in all likelihood, take it down from within. That's not an exaggeration. What about the other 45 million invaders who are here? If they were to become organized, they didn't even have to be organized much, they'll go out and kill anybody, take anything, if they're given the green light. Many of them are just, they're not third world, they're below that. They're way down there. These countries in Latin America have flushed their toilets, and it's all being paid for by American tax dollars. It's unbelievable what's going on here. We're going to bring our friend and colleague of many years on, Brother Nathaniel Kapner, and talk a little bit about this and about the economy and other things as well. Hello, Brother Nathaniel.
Well, hello, it's me again.
Yes, you have a habit of reappearing. Yes, you do.
Oh, it's my best habit to be on Rents. I like the, it's habit forming, you know that.
Well, you're
it's a healthy
kind.
Habit.
It's a good
I can
addiction.
Get a message out, and me and Rents can compare notes. And that's pretty potent, people. That's pretty
potent. If you don't know, Brother Nathaniel's a devout member of the Russian Eastern Orthodox Christian religion. What's the formal name you like to use?
Well, I'm with ROKOR. It's a Russian Orthodox Church outside Russia. And this is formed by the white Russians who fled the Bolshevik Revolution.
Right.
And any older Russian or grandson of the Russian, the original Russians who came here in the 40s, but before that the 20s, and started the Russian church here, those who were the leading people of the Bolshevik Revolution and who were the ones that murdered 60 million Orthodox Christians.
You
got
it.
Well, it's the Jew word again that I'm not afraid to say, and Brent is not afraid to say, and more people are saying it.
Well, you should use that word just like you use the term Catholic, Protestant, Buddhist, Hindu, Jewish. It doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. They don't really deserve special treatment. How dare you utter the name Jew or Jewish? They're sacred, special people. You can't use that. Of course you can. That's who they are. It's like Catholics are Catholics, Protestants are Protestants. Same thing.
All right, here's something interesting. You know, my church is the cathedral in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And we had a very special holy day, and I was there. And I met a person from Russia who came up to me and said, "Are you Brother Nathaniel?" I said, "Somebody has to be, and it's me." So he started laughing.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking, and he's a higher official in the Russian Foreign Ministry. So I asked him, I said, I find it kind of intriguing that in a recent interview, Biden was saying he'd rather deal with Biden than anyone else if they're going to negotiate any kind of settlement in Ukraine. He said, "Brother, don't you see he's playing Americans? He's playing you." I said, "Yeah, I guess I should have figured that."
Right.
And then he didn't want to talk about it anymore because he knows I'm a publicist, and you know.
Right.
Biden is playing us, okay?
Understand.
Like you said, we're the laughingstock. He's laughing, too.
Oh, of course.
So the latest thing is Biden was, like, real near me. I was staying near the Paramount Hotel, very luxury hotel. So Biden came. I don't know if it was him or his double. He's got a few of them to raise money. So he comes up with a great speech and asks about Putin. He said, "He's a crazy son of a bitch." Did you see that? Is that on your news?
No, I missed that one.
Oh, yeah. So they asked Putin, "What do you think of that?" He says, "Well, that's just why I'd rather deal with Biden than anyone else." Well, it's obvious. Biden is Putin is playing with the American government. Rather than get it, he wasn't offended by it. He says, "Yeah, that's why I decided I want to deal with Biden, because of those kind of statements."
He's playing
with the government now. He's not serious.
No.
Go ahead.
How can you take what's going on here seriously? You better, because we may end up starting World War III. But other than that, what a joke. They've those people in Washington, the controllers, have redefined the word hypocrisy. The normal definition doesn't work anymore. They're so far beyond that. It's crazy. Let me read a couple of stories here, Russian headline stories that are going up in the news here within the hour, about 45 minutes. Now, a lot of it's almost like once a week they'll have on Thursday they'll have a press conference day, news conference day, and Putin makes many appearances. I get a lot of stories with Putin being attributed as the author or spokesman. Also, Medvedev, and that's how you pronounce it, Medvedev, but Medvedev works, whatever. Medvedev also...
No, you have it right. That's how the Russians pronounce it.
That's right. He also makes appearances at these news conferences in place or substitution for Vladimir Putin. Medvedev, former president of Russia, don't forget that, and the obvious successor to Putin, should something happen to him. Here are some little statements that Medvedev made today. "Doomsday clock much closer to midnight," as a headline. "Army Ukrainians with F-16s could trigger nuclear war," another one from Medvedev. He's correct. "Putin calls Biden's statement about him rude." And what did Biden say? He called Putin an SOB. In fact, he called him a crazy SOB. You might want to look in the mirror, Joe. This is ridiculous. "Biden's boorish statements about Putin only bring shame upon the U.S. itself," says the entire Russian government, their PR agency in the Kremlin. There's a couple more I want to get to here. Putin said today, "Moving to Russia literally relocating and becoming a citizen of Russia, should be simplified for anyone embracing traditional values. He's not playing games. And I'll bet you right now a lot of people are going to end up moving to Russia, those who have traditional values and want to maintain and preserve them. Another headline, Russia welcomes foreigners with traditional views. That was Medvedev said that. Land of churches and vast grasslands. Why are Westerners moving to Russia? Okay, just a few, just to give you an idea of some of the things going on there. And you did see, most of you, the Tucker Carlson shorts, where he took a ride on the subway, where he went to a supermarket, where he walked around downtown. Moscow is a gloriously beautiful city. Our cities are full of human trash. Raping, robbing, killing, murdering, theft, businesses dying on the vine, all over the place. This country is in severe decline compared to Russia. No question. And we didn't ask for that. We were led there. We were forced there by the international monetary parasites who took this country over and are taking it down. No question. Go ahead, Brother Nathaniel.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to talk about tonight, because we're not hearing about end the Fed anymore. Rand Paul is a total disappointment. He wants to put Fauci in jail. That's all he talks about.
Oh, well, he's a fraud. I'm sorry. Brother Nathaniel, Rand Paul is one of the biggest disappointments. Not that I care, but if you really want to look at American geopolitics, he's a fraud and a total failure. I totally agree with you on that. He's really a disappointment. He had a chance. No, not doing it.
You know, you've been at this a long time, Jeff. You've been at this before anybody. And I think people don't realize you were 10 years in front of Alex Jones, okay? You were doing this 10 years before him, if I got the figures right.
1936, I started. Huh? 1936,
right,
I started. No.
Okay, so.
I'm kidding. I know, but you're right about the 10 years. It's been a long time.
1936,
but
I've
been blessed because I've been able to watch this whole thing, and we and I mean all of you have been part of this process. We have recorded the great destruction of white Western Christian civilization. It's not over yet, but it's certainly well underway.
It's all in your archives, okay? Now,
there.
I'm Johnny Come Lately, but at the same time, we had on our kitchen table salt and pepper fixtures, all right, the coffee pot, but we also had the Wall Street Journal. I grew up with it, and it was turned to the Dow Jones stock market, okay? This is what I grew up from child. My father played the stocks. My uncle was a stockbroker, very successful. And his other brother, he comes from a very big family of brothers and sisters, made a million. This is back in 1956. I'd hear he's a millionaire. And that was something back in 1956 because he played the stocks and he retired from his sales job at the age of 41. So I grew up in this whole realm. So when I say something like Jewish finance, I'm not talking about the conspiracy theory. I grew up in it, and we understood who were the financiers, who controlled world trade, which wasn't as big in the 50s as it is now. And I think I understand something about the components and levers of globalism and everything that's involved in it, and who are the major players. And I'm now doing a bit of a turnaround on this because I've been studying it intensely, because somebody has to start talking about ending the Fed and stopping this fiat money and stopping the printing money out of thin air, which is a line from Ron Paul.
And Ron Paul would have made a fabulous president.
The Rothschilds are not involved politically anymore. It's really three major players now. It's Goldman Sachs, and they're run by the Weinberg family. The Weinberg family is a dynasty that goes back to the 1880s. They're New Yorkers. The other major player is J.P. Morgan Chase. Jamie Dimon comes from the ancestors of Jewish bankers from Salonika. And this is where the Young Turk movement started. These were Jews who masqueraded as Muslims, and they're the ones who overthrew the Ahmad. Okay. The other major player, which nobody has heard of, but I know them, is the successors to Paul Warburg. It's the Warburg family. It's the Warburg dynasty, and it's now called Warburg Pincus. They're behind the scenes, but they are very active politically. They have funded the whole immigration scenario into Europe because they want to dilute a white Christian political bloc, and they succeeded in Europe, and they are now succeeding with the in conjunction with Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase to dilute a white Christian power bloc, which once controlled America, but no longer. We call them WAS, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. We're the ruling class in America. They're gone. It's over. The Jews run it. So when I want to talk about globalism, I want to talk about all the levers of it and all the players. Those are the major players now. And this is where the power lies. So somebody says, well, Bill Gates is a major globalist. I say he is not. He can vaccinate Africans. He can do that. But he cannot, and this is critical to understanding this, he cannot legally counterfeit money. They'll never let him into the club. He's a goy. They'll never let him in. It's like guys saying, what about Warren Buffett? I said, well, he's a useful goy. But he cannot legally counterfeit money. If you and I could do that, Jeff, in the trillions, I think we would have a lot of leverage over politics and policy, both domestic and foreign.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm having my little say here about that.
That's good. Well, most people don't understand finance. I used to go into banks just for fun, and occasionally, if I knew a bank manager, I'd ask them, can you explain to me what this Federal Reserve is? I never met one who could. They just kind of say, I really don't know much. I've heard of that, but I don't know much about it. They don't know. Go try it out in your own branch. Just go up, and if you know the manager, say, hey, how you doing, Fred? I had a question. I'm trying to figure this out. Can you explain to me the Federal Reserve? Watch their eyes glaze over. They don't know. They really don't.
Well, the one who was getting college students excited about this, if you watch the old rallies with Ron Paul speaking at college universities, these college kids were excited. And he said, yes. We've got to go back on the gold standard. They would start getting up and cheering.
Yep.
We've lost this, Jeff. We don't have this anymore.
No, we don't. We don't. And the problem is, those of us who remember, anyone over 40, 45 will remember how things were. At least I have an idea. These younger people, 45 and under, don't know how things used to be. They don't know what they missed. How can they understand something they never experienced? They can't. Not their fault, but they just really don't know what morality, what values, what work ethic. There are exceptions, and many of you listening right now are in this group. You remember, or you wouldn't be listening probably to this program. But that's the problem. The actual medium, the populace, is now out of the game. They don't understand. They've got no grounding in value systems that we used to hold very high. They don't. It's gone.
All right, here's an example. Okay, everyone's complaining about this this mayor, Schwarza. He's a useful Schwarza. We have useful goys. Jews have useful goys. They have useful Schwarzes. Okay. Who is now loading up debit cards worth $10,000, giving it to these illegals.
Adams.
But where does that money come from? Who can create that money to put that on that debit card?
Let me make a guess. He's been complaining that New York is virtually broke. That money didn't come from New York's coffers. That money came from the federal government, one way or the other.
There you go. Well, that's the Federal Reserve. It's not federal. They have no reserves. They just make a book entry.
Correct. Yep. All they're doing is
so that's where the money comes from for these illegals. It comes from the Fed, and the Fed is not some government agency. Now, I recently put up, I have an extra. Go ahead, Jeff.
We must always call them invaders. They're not just illegals. They're not migrants. They are invader replacements. They're not getting shot up with the Pfizer-Moderna death bioweapon jabs. They're supposed to outlive us and be replacements, as the U.S. is brought down to at least second world overall status. Be a long haul to get to third, but it's moving in that direction. Go ahead.
Okay, so let's get to the behind this debit card that is loaded up to $10,000. This comes from Goldman Sachs. This comes from J.P. Morgan Chase. This comes from Morgan Stanley. Now, if anybody just does a simple search on the internet and put in the question, major shareholders of Goldman Sachs, major shareholders of J.P. Morgan Chase, major shareholders of Morgan Stanley, you see the same three names: BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. That's Larry Fink. But it's not just Larry Fink. That's the whole synagogue of Satan working together, who have the franchise, legal franchise, to print money out of thin air. And there's no access to it. Alan Greenspan, I put this up on X recently. Alan Greenspan saying, we are an independent agency. And he said it with a lot of chutzpah, okay? With his nose up in the air. And nobody can overrule us, and nobody has the right to even investigate into us. Now, I put this up on X, and I got very few impressions, they call it. Now, if I would have talked about AI showing a bunch of Negroes and not whites, I would have got 30,000 impressions.
Yeah.
But to go to the nitty gritty of the real problem, no, no one's interested. And I lay the blame on Rand Paul. He did not pick up the ball from his father. He wants to put Fauci in jail. Rand, Fauci is not going to go to jail. Stop it already. We don't care about this anymore.
Yeah. He's just making noise to look busy. It's busy work. He's not doing anything of any real substance, nor has he. He's, in my view, a fraud, or at least a failure. I won't call him an arch communist plotter, but he's certainly he's a very, very big disappointment to a lot of people. Got that name. Traded on the name. Hold on just a minute, and Brother Nathaniel and I will be right back with more after this. Okay, welcome back. Got an email came in. Let's see if I can pull this up and get it right here. There it is. All right. It's from our friend Brad, and he's asking this. He used to follow, I guess he still does, Joel Skousen. Joel used to be a guest on this program for a long time until I had Russell Bentley on, live from Donetsk, to get the real inside information. And Joel flipped out, said, he's a communist. I will not be on the same program with a communist. And he quit. So that's what happened to Joel Skousen, in short. Now, apparently, Joel says that the Russian Orthodox Church is a front. And Putin is definitely not a Christian, but a heathen. And I'm not saying I heard Joel say this, but this is what our listener is saying that Joel says. And I know this fellow, and he's not going to exaggerate. So any thoughts on that? We've heard this before. It's the same old Russian smear crap, but go ahead.
I'm not even going to begin to defend the Russian Orthodox Church, okay, which began in 1000 AD, okay? I'm not even, and it still continues today, so I'm not even going to go there, okay? I'm not going to dignify this stupid question. No. But let me ask this fellow something. And he wants to smear Putin. Go to the supermarket tomorrow and tell me if your eggs are more expensive or less expensive.
$12
a
dozen.
Go buy a pound of ground beef. Okay.
Yeah.
And forget Putin and forget all your smearing. Let's deal with what's happening in America, okay? And Putin has nothing to do with it. He's playing our government. He'd rather deal with Biden. He called him a son of a bitch. He doesn't care. He says, that's why I want to deal with Biden. He's playing with the American government, all right?
Yes, of course.
So I don't care what you think of Putin. I'm talking to Jeff, this person. I don't care what you think of the Russian church, because I will still continue to go to the Russian church, even though you think it's a front. So I'm concerned
Nisa,
about what's
remember
going
that,
on in
Brother
America.
Nathaniel, hold on. The person who wrote in and asked that question was asking it regarding what Joel Skousen says and feels about Russia. He's talking about not his feelings, but that's what Joel Skousen has apparently said.
Well, Rentz doesn't have him on his radio program anymore. That should tell you something.
No, he quit. I told you why.
He quit?
It's okay.
Well, that's stupid.
Yes.
Because Rentz is the only one that's giving us the news anymore.
Well, anyway, it's okay.
Do you want news? Go to Rentz. You're not going to get it anywhere else. You'll get something about AI as the Schwarzes and not whites. Well, who cares? I don't care about that.
I can't control some
people. But if you want good, solid news, you're not going to get anywhere else. Go to Rentz. And Skousen doesn't want anything to do with it anymore. Well, that's his great loss.
It is.
That's how I answer these questions
loss.
Now, Jeff.
He had a lot of following here. And this is going back a couple of years now or more. But he just, he has this thing about Russia being Satan on the planet, but he's looking in the wrong direction. Russia is not. If anybody looked at Tucker Carlson in that Russian supermarket, and I've seen, by the way, other videos of Russian supermarkets, not necessarily highest end either, just middle of the road. They are beautiful stores, beautiful ambiance, beautiful stores.
Somebody just wrote to me, Russian Orthodox Church, listening, okay? Brother, tell Jeff that there's a project in Russia called the American Villages Project, which is right in sync with his news announcement that he made earlier on the show. And this is a real estate project that is being promoted by the Russian government to bring Americans here to Russia, and they're going to help them get started. Now, they're still trying to simplify the bureaucratic red tape, and they're doing that. And there are groups of Orthodox Christians who are converts to Orthodoxy who have already moved there. And they love it because they don't have to deal with homosexual parades because they're outlawed. And if they try it, and they have tried it, the police stand down and they watch the Russians beat them up. They beat them to a pulp. Then they haul them to jail to teach them a lesson. And these homosexuals are not Russians. They export them from Europe. So it's outlawed. You cannot have a homosexual parade. And everybody's happy with a traditional scenario in society, where marriage is honored and having children is promoted. And Putin has given special subsidies. If you can have, I think, 6 children, he will start subsidizing, helping you with those children.
Now,
I mean, this is just
wizard.
Wonderful.
He's a wizard. He's the greatest statesman of our time, period. There's no arguing it. It's just, if you're honest about it and you understand the world, it's Vladimir Putin, no question. And Russia... I'm looking for a quote here. I'll see if I can find it. Russia right now is the light to the world, the free world. Europe is descending into a septic tank, a cesspool of invaders, of immorality. It's like Weimar Germany, sadly, and what they've done to Germany and the German people is took away the last hope of the Western world. That ended it. But we're in real serious trouble here, and I thank you for writing in, whoever said that. There would be, I'm convinced, a hell of a lot of Americans who would leave and move to Russia if that opportunity was there for them. And I think it probably will be in time. The project I'm watching very carefully, it's fascinating to me what's going on there. People will do anything for true freedom. What Putin said yesterday about homosexuals, he said, gays are welcome to come and visit. don't touch our children.
And that includes the propaganda. That means the magazines.
Correct.
You can't have any of those magazines on any newsstand. And what one of our bishops just came back from there, and he said the newsstands are loaded with religious, Christian, Orthodox Christian periodicals and magazines. And it's wonderful, and people buy them. And people are starting to go back into the church, and they call themselves believers. Yes, I'm a believer. That's how they call themselves. They didn't say Christian. I'm a believer. So this is little by little, and it was Solzhenitsyn who said, give us time. We're just getting off of our knees from 80 years of a communist regime. Give us a little time. So someone like Joel Skousen is still back in the Cold War mentality. This has ended.
I think that's the first
statement. Russia is no longer communist.
Yeah.
Now, people point out to me, well, he took over the television shows. Well, good. They were all run by Jews, and they were starting to push homosexuality, and it was not just Putin. Putin is just one man. This is a huge country. It's all his people who, you know, agree with him, who are also Orthodox, Russian Orthodox Christians. So he did nationalize the media, but he gives them a lot of freedom, a lot of freedom. But he kicked out Kaczynski. He kicked out all the Jews who owned the media. And that's good. So maybe he'll allow it to be privatized eventually. But I think we should do that. And I have a whole program how we can change the media. We have to nationalize it. That's the only way we're going to stop this crap, because it's the media that are pushing homosexuality, perversion, transgenderism,
right.
Boys cutting off their penises. It's on television.
Well, we used to have...
And this is destroying our society.
Antitrust laws, which would prevent any group from owning and controlling over a certain percentage of any major industry that was applicable to the mass consumption of Americans. And it would keep Clinton, you know, who did this? It was Bill Clinton. He deregulated the media, which allowed big corporations to come in and buy up to 50%, I think it was, of all the outlets, whether they be newspaper, magazine, radio, or television, in any given city or community, or whether you call it a market.
Yeah.
Any market they could buy. And I think that 50% was then completely rescinded, and it was wide open. And so you have now some corporations running up into the 80s and 90% marks of owning and controlling the media in a big city. Oh, it's crazy. Here, Edgar Cayce. Remember Edgar Cayce, everyone?
Yeah,
C-A-Y-C-E. Okay. He said, and this is a quote, Russia will be the hope of the world. And there's a story here. The readings of America's greatest psychic remain an extraordinary body of data, which often stagger the reader with its prescience and projections of future events. Many years ago, during the Cold War, I remember reading about how Edgar Cayce claimed, while in one of his self-induced trance sessions, some remarkable things about Russia. Today, much of the world views Russia and the brilliant leadership of Vladimir Putin as the only hope of stopping the malignant and deadly spread of world Zionism. The signing of the new Russian-Iranian Strategic Gas and Oil Agreement on Sunday, July 13th, further seems to underscore that an attack on Iran may bring Russia directly and immediately into the conflict. It goes on from there, and I just noticed, this is a story I wrote in 2008. This is from 2008. Cayce said, Russia will become the beacon of hope for the world. And he also said that he predicted the beginning of the end of both the First and Second World Wars during his trances and the lifting of the Depression in 1933. In the 20s, he first warned of coming racial strife in the United States. He warned about that in the 20s. And in 1939, he predicted the deaths of two presidents in office. Cayce said, ye are to have turmoils. Ye are to have strife between capital and labor. Ye are to have a division in thy own land, before ye have the second of the presidents that next will not live through his office. And then mob rule. Well, John Kennedy, and look where we are now.
Right.
So Casey's an extraordinary individual, well worth reading about.
Send me that link, and you've got to start writing again. We need your insights, okay? You're on radio with what insights, but we need to see it. Another Russian just wrote to me. Brother, tell Jeff that Russian families are subsidized, starting with three kids.
Great, good.
Then it scales up. The more kids, the bigger the subsidies, and even more social support. So this is to perpetuate the Russian nation through families, through children. You have to have children. A nation cannot continue without children, and they have to be sustained through morality, through the Russian Orthodox Church, so that we have a healthy, they have a healthy society. And it's not just Putin who understands this. Here's some inside information I just got from one of our bishops that just returned from Russia. He says, brother, it's Maria Zakharov who's being groomed to be Putin's successor, not Medvedev.
Interesting.
Have you noticed that she's...
I like her. She's good. I like her. She's a very well-spoken, very intelligent woman. Yeah.
And she's witty, you know.
Yes,
she gets some sass in. And you're seeing her more and more as a spokesperson for the foreign...
I think she's being positioned. You're right.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, I got some inside info. I'll share it with your audience, okay? That she's the one that's going to be... Yeah, she's the one that's going to be the successor. And I just learned this. Everyone's looking at Medvedev. Medvedev, no, they she's the one. And she has a grasp of... I think of the world events, and she has a grasp of humanity and people and how people operate, and she could see in advance how they would respond to something. So, good. I hope she does get in. I think she'd be great. And she's a very devout Russian Orthodox, and Lavrov is very, very devout. When I used to go to New York a lot, they had his pictures all over the Russian cathedral there on the 97th. Yeah, he'd go to the UN meetings, and then after the UN meetings, he'd go to church. But they don't do it anymore, because I know Vasily Bezenya, who's the UN ambassador from Russia, and I used to be in church with him, but he won't go anymore. He's afraid for his life. So he has a very private life in New York City now. So I do know a lot of people, and I get this kind of information that I just want to pass on to Rents, you know, the Rents Radio Show.
Thank you.
Of what's going on, you know.
Well, I've been impressed with Maria Zakharova from the beginning. She's just really a voice of strength, reason, and there's wit there, too, which you don't see much in... You see a little bit with Putin. He does smile and laugh a little bit, and almost an incredulity kind of a laugh, an incredulous laugh. He laughs. It's funny when he sees something.
Well,
really
when this
absurd,
whole Chechnya thing
smile.
Was going on, and these insurrectionists, Putin was at the EU conference back in 2002. And someone said, "Oh, this bombing you're doing, and you know, you're killing a lot of people. And you really shouldn't be so hard on all these Muslims." He says, "So why don't you become a Muslim? You can become a Muslim. In fact, we'll invite you to Moscow, and we'll do the circumcision. We have experts on that, and there won't be anything left below there." That's the kind of wit he has, okay?
Got it. He's temperate.
Yeah.
There was a video. Someone went downtown into the Moscow business district and did a 360 standing pan of all the buildings and everything. Immaculate, beautiful architecture. I was stunned. Yes. You lead by example, and there's your example.
Yeah, well, here's another Russian. Brother, Maria Zakharova is the protege of Lavrov. He is poured himself totally into this woman.
Lavrov is.
There's nothing he knows that she doesn't know. And this man's got a grasp of every world event and every legal, international legal document. She's got it.
Well, he's an incredible scholar, that man. I'd say that, too. So all this whole thing here in the formerly United States of hate Russia, evil Russia, was so damn transparent. Again, I'm surprised that anybody would pay much attention to it. But when the media, the communist media, the communist Zionist Bolshevik media, starts to parrot things and pronounce them over and over and over again, it starts to stick. That's just the way people are.
They're Jews. The Jews have always hated Tsarist Russia. Because when you have a symphony of church and state, which is the Byzantine model, it's not individualistic Protestantism like we have in Western countries. Orthodoxy is a national identity, okay? And Putin says this over and over again, okay? Pucker asked him, how do you personally feel about your Orthodoxy? You say you're Orthodox. He immediately said, our nation is Orthodox. It's deep in our consciousness. He didn't even deal with himself as a person. It goes right to the national level. And then he expanded. He says those who are not Orthodox Christian share in our same values, our same mores, our same worldview. And people were still, they were idiot Baptists saying to me, well, they're not saved. Well, give me a break. This is a national consciousness that Putin is talking about. This is too profound for these idiots. Now, I want to make a major announcement, Jeff, and I feel this is the place to do it. I am, and because you gave me my start, yes, everybody, Brother Nathaniel exists today, and whatever fame I have, whatever worldwide celebrity I have, is because of Jeff Rentz. Now, I'm going to have to give attribution to Dr. Henry Mackow, okay, because he introduced me to Jeff Rentz, and Jeff picked me up right away and go, wow. This guy's a former Jew, and what he knows. Okay, what I'm about to embark on is the Brother Nathaniel Show. I have a seed investor, but he says to me, brother, I'm going to help you with equipment, put together a virtual studio, but I need to see others who are going to be involved before I'm going to come up with my investment. So this Brother Nathaniel Show will be audio-visual. Now, the master and the pioneer of audio alternative news is Jeff Rentz. There's no question about it. Now, what I've learned from the grapevine that Jeff Rentz gave Alex Jones his start. Do people know that? I think I'm saying something factually, am I, Jeff?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't say his absolute start, but I certainly gave him an enormous boost. He was a guest every month here for 2 and 3 hours on the program for 2.5 years. And that pushed him big time. And he used to ask, you know, your website is huge, it's fabulous, and mine's just a little tiny this and that, and would it be okay if I borrowed a few stories every day and put them up on my site to help give it some strength and identity? I forget the word, I'm paraphrasing, but I said, yeah, that's fine, because we were on, I thought, the same page. And he said, I'll put a banner up on my homepage, rents.com, and so forth. And I trusted him. And I looked, this is all true. I'm not making anything up. I looked about 5-6 months later, and I saw all kinds of my stories over there, but there was no banner. And I said, I got in touch with him. I said, Alex, there's no banner there. Never has been. And he said, oh, well, I'll have it put up right away. Never saw one. But that's just showbiz. That's how people are. And whatever. He's done a lot of good things. He's presented a lot of very good information. No one can take that away. But people are all different. Let me just leave it there. You can make of that what you will. And also, for all of you listening, especially your Russian listeners and European listeners and people in Indonesia, wherever, you really are appreciated. This program exists for you. And for better or worse, we do our very best to bring information to you that you should consider, whether you adopt it or not. It's up to you. So when are you going to start this, Brother Nathaniel, the Brother Nathaniel?
As soon as I get more investors. He's waiting in the wings.
That's like matching
money,
so to speak.
He's anonymous, but he's there, okay? And he says he will help with a virtual studio. It's not going to be all the pizzazz and garish like Alex Jones, and I don't even want that. But I need the microphone, I need the computer, I need the full integration, I need to establish call-ins so I can take questions and answers. I already have some major people lined up I'm going to interview. You know, I know Ron Paul, and I know his assistant. And I know this whole network, the Lou Rockwell network. These are intellectuals.
Yes.
And I want to create an intellectual, intelligent type of show, and it'll be my own niche. It's not that I'm competing with Rance. I'm not competing with InfoWars. It'll be my own niche with that Jewish color to it, that Jewish tone. But I want to reach the left, Jeff. I want to reach those who are now sitting on the fence, which would include my father. You see, Jews are Democrats. My father would not be a Democrat today, but I don't know if he would be a Republican. Those are the people today. Those are the people I want to bring in. And these are the people who are professors, they are academia, and these are the people who do, they're influencers. I want the people who can influence foreign policy and domestic policy. I think I can change the world. I think I can change internet culture. And I think I can, like you're starting to do more and more, that the Jew word will just be commonplace. These are the people who are in control. These are the people that own the media. These are the people that control the entire global trade. And you're not going to trade a dozen bagels unless you go through the Jewish banks. You're not going to do it. And if they don't like you, they'll ruin you, and those bagels will sink in some port in Indonesia if they don't like you.
Yeah, you got it. All true. All right. Somebody is wanting to know about why did Jones stop doing the program? I think he got as much as he thought he could get out of it, and one night when we called him for his monthly visit, he just didn't bother answering the phone, and I never talked to him again. That's what happened. True story. I should write a book about all this someday. Wish I had five times.
Why don't you? Why don't you start writing your essays on Rex?
Oh, good
because
Lord.
I think nobody has the knowledge that Jeff Rentz has of world affairs. And you've been at this since, 1991 when you started?
94. Yeah, this program, 94. 30 years now.
I mean...
Anyway, we have to go. Thank you for the kind words. Okay. I really appreciate that. And I'm here doing what I think I'm supposed to be doing, just like you. And I hope you get this done. If I can help, fine. It sounds like what you have is a matching money sponsor, underwriter. There's other
That's
people
exactly
come in,
it.
He'll come in. Okay. All right. Well, maybe someone's listening who would like to see you have your own program, and that would be excellent. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and talk to you next time. Be safe.
I look forward, always. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Brother Nathaniel, and we'll be right back, gang. Hold on. Two more hours to go.